The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Now, by the way, the wait times at Dublin Airport, Terminal 1 now 45 minutes and Terminal 2 35 minutes when we last checked. So that looks like it's improving for now. But look, if you want to avoid all that and avoid getting a passport and avoid everything else, it's beautiful weather outside today and we've all rediscovered how lovely the country is. And we talk about the good old fashioned spin or Sunday drive, a mini road trip around Ireland. And Joan Scales, editor of traveltoireland.ie, joins me. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Brendan, and thanks very much for having me on, particularly on such a nice day.
Yes, well, I'm probably holding you back from going for a nice spin somewhere, but you think it's a golden age for kind of day tripping in Ireland.
I do. I tell you what's happened in the last 2 years. We've come back to Ireland. We've discovered our country again. But not only that, the improvements have been incredible. It's amazing. Everywhere you look, every county, every town, the national organisations, Aculta, OPW, they're doing incredible work. And we have the most amazing attractions and experiences, more than we ever would have dreamed of. And it is a silver lining from the pandemic. There's no doubt about it.
And coffee everywhere as well.
And coffee everywhere. Yeah. Absolutely. Actually, you could go to any little town or village and the smallest little troid bolla and you'll find a cafe nowadays.
Yeah.
And lovely quality local homemade baking and everything. So absolutely. No reason not to get out and about.
And if there isn't a cafe, there's a horse box. I was coming down.
Food truck.
My defining moment was coming down the Gap of Dunloe. Like, and I hate those kind of drives, you know. And I was really...
Oh, it's scary.
And then someone came around the corner holding a takeaway coffee cup and I thought, thank God, I'm back near civilization.
I'm near
but
reality.
I came around the corner and there in the middle of nowhere, down in the bottom of the Gap of Dunloe, like at the nexus or whatever of it, there was a trailer doing
and
coffee.
Actually, yeah. I ran a series all through last summer, food trucks, and we cover them every day all over the country. So it won't be short of a cup of coffee.
Okay, so let's give people some ideas then. So why don't we start with Leinster? A few quick recommendations for Leinster.
Well, one of my favourite places in Leinster is Carlingford. And it's so close, people don't realise. It's only like just an hour and 20 minutes from Dublin. It's straight up the M1. What you have there is you have the Carlingford Lock between the Cooley Mountains and the Mountains of Mourne. But what I love there is in recent years they put a greenway in. So there's a lovely walk. It was the old railway line. So you can walk between Carlingford and Omead. And of course in Omead there's a lovely cafe, the Santa Rosa Cafe, Cafe Rosa. And it's you can either walk or cycle. Plus there's always something on in Carlingford. And even if you don't want to go eat out in a restaurant, there's always food trucks and chipper vans. So okay. You can get your fish and chips and sit at the harbour or this lovely little leprechaun park that the kids adore there as well.
Okay, and Kildare?
Kildare, of course, is dead handy as well if you're coming from Dublin because we have the National Stud at Kildare and the beautiful gardens there as well and a really good playground. So that's a lovely day out for everybody, for the whole family.
Yeah, and not too taxing a drive. No. Tell me about the treetops.
I can't wait until this opens. This is Culture. It's Avonmore House and Forest Park in Wicklow. And what they're actually doing is it has a walkway through the trees, up into the trees. You walk across and then they've built this incredible tower. It's 32 metres, which I think is over 100 foot high. And they've done it in such a way that you can actually go up it with a buggy or with a wheelchair. And then you're way above the treetops and you'll be able to see all over Wicklow and Dublin from there. And they started taking bookings. It will open on Midsummer Day on June 21st.
Okay, so and you're walking in the canopy as well.
You walk in the
walkway.
Canopy.
Yeah,
you start
lovely,
off,
yeah.
The walk starts up in the canopies of the trees and you arrive up on top of this big tower.
Okay,
if
cool.
You look at the website, it's beyondthetreetops.com.
Cool.
And I've put all this stuff is up on my website.
Great.
As well,
hang on, we'll put it up on our website as well.
rt.ie/Brendan.
Now, few quick tips if you're starting from Galway, an old chestnut, but you think the Aran Islands is a great trip.
I was there in the last few months and the Aran Island ferries, they have a service now from Galway City, from Galway Harbour, which makes it dead easy. There's been a huge improvement in the Aran Islands. It's great activity going on. There's off-road vehicles, Pull na Peisht, of course, people love diving in, swimming there in the sea. The quality of the food is incredible. During the summer, there's going to be markets and there's music on, of course, all the time. And, of course, if you take the Aran Islands ferry, what they do on the way back is they take you under the Cliffs of Moher. And that was amazing, actually. I'd never seen the Cliffs of Moher from the sea. Mm. So it's a great experience to actually come right in under the cliffs.
OK, we're going to ramp on a bit now. So let's go down to Cork.
Oh, well, why not?
And I suppose West Cork is the West is Cork the cliche is in a way, for a reason.
You can't beat it. Yeah. I mean, West Cork is fabulous. One of my favourite places in Tredonie, and I think it's brilliant for families because the beach is lovely and flat there. It's very safe. You have the surf
safe enough, no, you have to be careful and watch the lifeguards and they
you do. And it's well manned.
Between the signs and
yes,
everything.
Yes, you do. It is well manned. But it is somewhere that you will feel safe with your family.
Yeah.
Then there's the surf school as well. It's a great surf school there. And of course,
I've done it. I did some surfing.
Well, you have the surf school. And then, of course, you have the Dunes pub. That's always really lively. I love down there.
Yeah.
You
and then if you head out beyond Inchidonie, around Galleyhead, all out there, lovely drive.
It's beautiful. And your Clonakilty. Amount of cafes
great,
there.
Great little town, Okay, give me one for the Midlands then.
The Midlands then, I'm going to give you Lochee Forest Park. It's up near Boyle in County Roscommon. And they've done amazing work there. Again, that's culture, developing these forest parks for us to use. Last year they put in a thing called the Bodaborg, which is like these quests, it's Crystal Maves kind of quests. So it's a kind of different quests. You have to solve the puzzles, but you don't get any clues. You have to figure them out yourself. So it's great fun for families to do that. Okay. Plus you have your forest trails, you've orienteering, you've cycleways, it's a great day out.
Excellent. Right, listen, we've loads more there and we will put them up on the website. But I said the key message is you don't need to book an expensive hotel anywhere. Get out and drive a few hours from wherever you are it's fantastic.
The biggest advantage is we've fantastic motorway network nowadays and it does make a huge difference.
Okay. Joan Scales, editor of TravelToIreland.ie, thank you very much. And that Travel to Ireland is with the number two. Okay, and listen.